Welcome to the Daily Word with Pastor Otto for Friday, April 10th. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's reading is Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is the word of the Lord. When you picture Jesus speaking to people, what images come to mind? You might see him next to a well, engaged in conversation, or surrounded by disciples as they walk a road, or on a hillside while hundreds listen. These narratives remind us Jesus came to save sinners, ordinary people who drink, walk, and rest. He said, "It's not the well who need a physician, but the sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." We nod our heads to hear God receive sinners, but don't fully understand the life Jesus calls us to. Responding to him means leaving you behind. Imagine him say, "Come," and he stands waiting. You know, you either have to stay put or take a step, and once you step forward, everything changes. You leave behind I am my own person. I think for myself. I am proud of me. All the I stays like a footprint in dust when you step forward and say, "Make me clean." You ask him to remove the parts of your life that have been essential to who you are. You ask Jesus to pardon you for being arrogant. You ask Jesus to kill the I, no matter how painful the process, because you want to replace it. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Come, sinners, one and all, leave what is to find what you can't see yet. It's worth the step. We pray. Lord, I hardly know how to pray. I close my eyes in hope. I open them and look up. I lie down, not knowing what to think. Apparently, you hear prayers like this from sinners all the time. I'm ready for a change, so everything doesn't revolve around me. Forgive me. I'll take that step and trust you can make a new life out of my old one. In Jesus' name, amen.